Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour, we'll be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988 with Coldwell Banker, Santa Barbara resident since 1977, and I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. As usual, my weekly multiple listing update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year-to-date, current active inventory, all compared to last year's numbers. And I've got some numbers for the first 3 months, the first quarter of the year, closed, price change, pendings, and new listings. Compare it to the first quarter of last year, compared to the last quarter of last year as well. Why not? We might actually get into that. Since it'll take a little longer, we might get into that this first segment. Call us at 564-1290, 564-1290, if you have any real estate questions or comments. Now, before we jump into the program, kind of an unusual thing, a little out of the realm of real estate, but a friend of a friend got a hold of a famous personality who wanted to wish me a happy birthday. Today is my 50th birthday, and of all people, Dr. Ruth Westheimer is on the phone to wish me a happy birthday. Good morning, Dr. Ruth. Welcome to Radio Real Estate.
Good morning, Mark. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. It's so sweet of you. I know you're going on. You're doing some seminar this afternoon.
That's
you know,
right.
Since I have you on the phone, I wonder if I can ask you a quick kind of a personal question. I have a kind of a dilemma and a problem. I've been dating a girl, a wonderful gal. We have a lot in common. We laugh together. We have similar political views. We love to dance.
But so far I'm not hearing a problem, Mark. Get with it.
Well, okay. So it's a simple thing. It's kind of personal between you and me. I have her over for dinner. I love to cook dinner. And after dinner, you know, I like to get a little amorous and get a little, you know, togetherness.
You want to have sex. Is that what it is?
Oh, well, okay. I wasn't going to say it quite that way. And she wants to do the dishes. And I don't really know how to solve this.
Oh, boy. Now, that's a problem. I'll tell you what to do, Mark. The next time you want to have your girlfriend for dinner, you hire a maid.
Oh.
And while you are having sex with the maid, she can do the dishes, all right?
Oh, wow.
Is that a good idea?
I didn't see that coming. Dr. Ruth Westheimer, folks, thank you very much for joining the program. We'll catch you next time.
You're welcome.
Have
Bye-bye.
A great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Ruth Westheimer, who would have guessed? Mark Schneidman, I am turning 50 today. I'm holding in my hand the golden cross pen given to me by my dad for my birthday many years ago. He's not with us anymore. The pen is still here. I can't shake this pen. I was showing a house in Montecito, and I went back to the office, and the pen was gone. And I called the owner of the house. I said, I just showed your house, and I had this sentimental cross pen. And she goes, oh, I don't. And I said, I think I was in my car. I did a routine. I must have dropped it right parked in front of your house. She goes, hold on. I'll go out there. She went out nice enough to look in front of her curb, at her curb, for this pen. And she's looking around, and some guy halfway down the block calls out and says, hey, are you looking for a pen? She says, yeah. And he walked all the way back. He goes, I was just walking by. I picked it up, and I just happened to see you searching. And she got the pen. She got back on the phone, explained the story. So I can't get rid of Dad's pen. So I do want to tell you a little bit about some quarterly stats for this segment. Then Neil Ablett's going to come up on the second segment for a quick update on the Ablett House, which if you walk down Haley Street between State and Chapala, you'll see this gift-wrapped, tarped-covered, four-story, 19-foot by 19-foot building. It's the most unique building in Santa Barbara and, you know, probably one of the most unique buildings in the country. And it's mushrooming and blossoming as we speak. So he's on site. And then the third segment, we've got a landlord who's got a couple of interesting approaches to raising rents and getting rent paid. Next week, League of California Cities representative coming on, talk about the eminent domain taking real estate. Do we take real estate away from you? Eminent domain. And also more close at hand here is the housing element. And, you know, we just have to follow Nancy Reagan's advice. Just say no to Sacramento. Just say no. We're not going along with your requirements. So that's all coming up. In fact, if we could, we have a tape from next week's guest who was referred to me by someone, if we can play that.
Hey, Mark, Dave Molinax of the League of California Cities. Returning your call, Marilyn Miller had a...
Now, I don't understand what the hell he was saying and why he's got Marilyn Chambers on his mind, but we'll ask him next week what his relationship is with the porn star Marilyn Chambers. Okay, so let's look at quarterly numbers. We added... I'm looking at them every month now. January, February, March, I broke them down to months, and then I've added them up. And let's look at new listings first. The total number of new listings for the first 3 months of 2005 were 264. And the first 3 months of 2006 were 449. That's a big increase. Big, big increase. Remember, though, inventory was at an all-time low at that time last year. What everyone has been saying, the overview, is that we're getting more into a normal market. And you do need inventory to make that happen. But that is a big jump. Now, next, new inventory comes on, then what happens? Well, maybe someone will change the price. So year to date, and again, these numbers are just through the multiple listing service and just through the just for single family residences. That's just homes, no condos or mobile homes or land. First 3 months of the year, 265 people decided to lower their price. And a couple of them probably raised their price as well. But those are price changes. The first 3 months of 2005, 144 people. 144 people. So we jumped up to 265 people. So more people are more sensitive and maybe responding to a little shift in the market that, hey, my neighbor sold last week for $1.2 million, so I must be at least, what, $1.275 million, you know, so that kind of little thinking has been altered a bit. The last 3 months of the year, we actually had 306 price changes, so we've dropped down. Now, if you don't change the price, maybe you'll open up escrow. So the next category would be pending listings, and it's good to see that the number of pendings, it's lower for the first quarter of 06 than it was for the first quarter of 05. But not a huge drop, and it's thankfully higher than the fourth quarter of 05, which you want to expect because, you know, December and all and the holidays, not a lot of people, as many people usually open escrow. So 281 people opened up escrow on single families the first 3 months of the year here in 06, compared to 305 for the first 3 months of 05. So it's a drop, but not a huge drop. You might say, well, Mark, you just said you had all these, you have more listings. You have many more listings, and yet the number of pendings went down. So that's the interesting way to look at it, is percentage-wise. And we'll talk about this. Oh, that's a good idea, Mark. Keep your cell phone on. And, of course, it's Debbie's calling me. I've only been doing the show for 7 years, Debbie. Happy birthday. Now you're making this noise in the radio as well. Maybe I should just answer it. Hi, Debbie. Am I near a radio? No, I'm on the radio right now. Is there something you want to say to Radioland? Hello? Thanks for calling. You wish me happy birthday. Thanks, Debbie. Bye. Oh, my God. I just ruined her day. I could just hear it in her voice. Oh, I invited her to come here today. Okay. So where was I? So we the percentage... is what's going on. I went to grab. When I do the weekly, I give you the percentage of what's in escrow of the active listings. And right now, it's like 10%. 9.2% of the active listings are in escrow. Okay? Last year at this time, it was closer to, 25%. So that's what's happening there. So if you don't go in escrow, maybe you go in escrow, maybe you close escrow. Close numbers for the first 3 months of the year, 2006, 211. Last week I said it was 205. Well, another six people reported. 211. And do I have the median price in front of me? Might have it close here. $1,175,000 for closed escrow, single family, the first 3 months of the year. 211 sales. Last year, 220 sales. Again, so the pendings and the close are down, but not a huge drop. Just as a percentage to the number of listings, they're fewer. Okay, it's a lower percentage. Median price $1,175,000 for the first 3 months of 2006, compared to $1,195,000 for the first 3 months of 2005. So it went down. And scoping and looking down since 2001, that's the first time I've seen it go down. Comparing, you know, the first quarter of the year. Is that bad? Are prices dropping? Is that what that means? No. First of all, the median price means that of the 211, 106 of them were above $1,175,000. That's sold. That's what it means. 106 were below. So lower priced homes are selling. Have prices gone down? Well, as I said earlier, they're not going up like they were. They're not going up like they were. The median price for the fourth quarter of 05 was $1,212,000. So it went down from there. So we'll keep track of that weekly, and we'll see what's happening. The numbers, again, didn't drop too far. And the numbers, here's an interesting stat, too. The fourth quarter for 05 were 213 closed escrows. And now we're at 211 for the first quarter of 06. And that's... I don't have those numbers in front of me on... Yeah, I do. It's usually... the fourth quarter is usually... Well, no, it happened in 02. So it's not... You can't really grab anything there either. Now, the fourth quarter and the first quarter can be similar in the numbers sold. So I don't think you can really grab anything really large from that stat that the similar number of sales from 05 to 06 in the fourth quarter of 05 to the first quarter of 06. Okay, what we're going to do is take a break. We'll come back with an update from Neil Ablett, Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number 564-1290. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.